Hello?
Yes, hi. Good morning. This is Ivan. I'm calling from Local Splash. Is this Leonard?
Yep.
Yes, hi, Leonard. Good morning again. So I'm calling to do the client interview with you today, and this call will take you about 30 to 40 minutes. Will this be the best time to do it?
Yep, we're good.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And well, before we begin, I'd like to let you know that this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
Okay.
Okay, and well, I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. So the purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. First, I'll be verifying your business information. Second, I'll be discussing relevant keywords of service you provide. And lastly, I'll be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and discussing the next steps.
Okay.
Okay, and well, let me just check first if you've already chosen a security question for your account. The security question is going to be used for your protection, so whenever you give us a call in the future, and if you request for any major change in your account, our client service team may ask you of this question. And yeah, you did. You chose your, or the city you were born in, and that's in Dublin.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And well, I see that you have received the terms and conditions. You've signed them as well. Thank you for doing so. Have you had the chance to, like, go over them or review them?
No, I haven't. I haven't looked at everything yet.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. Well, if you want to double-check more information later on, just review it when you have free time. So the next step is verifying all of the business information we have for you is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so that I can make the necessary change.
Okay.
So your business name is Cisco Roofing and Construction.
Correct, yeah.
Thank you. And the address that I have on here is 3150 18th Street, Suite Number 2, San Francisco, California, 94110.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And, well, is this a home address or an office location?
It's an office location.
It's an office location. Okay, good. And are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
We're fully insured.
Fully insured. How about license?
That's in process at the moment.
Oh, in process. Okay. Got it. And, well, with the address that you provided, will you be willing to share that address online, or would you rather just hide it?
I prefer to hide it. Just to use it for mailing and whatever else. You know, customers can see it on my website or whatever. I prefer to hide it through Google.
Got it. Not a problem. We'll make sure to hide your address then. And also, the address that you provided, you are able to receive mails on that address, right?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Okay, good. And the phone number that your clients will call you at, that's going to be 415-212-3029.
Yep.
Okay, so this will be the number that we will promote, not unless you opt in for our call tracking feature. And the email address that we have here is info.ciscoroofing@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Please check your email often as we will be sending you updates directly to your website. Okay, and let's talk about website now. So I see that you do have a website at ciscoroofingandconstruction.com. Well, your website actually looks stunning. Well, would you like to promote your website as is, or would you like us to create a new one for you?
I'm happy to do as is. I'm satisfied with my website.
Yeah, I would agree as well. It looks good. Your website as is right now looks pretty good. So I'd advise to promote it as is as well. Okay, and well, something that comes included in your package is the call tracking number. This is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. It allows us to track and manage your company's online performance. what we do is create another number with a local area code and post it online. With a call tracking number, you will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You'll then be able to see and play back all those calls afterward so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything that you may have missed. This also will filter out most type of scam calls or telemarketers. And all the calls are still going to go to your number directly, ending in 3029. Would you like us to create one for you at no additional cost?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect. So we'll be putting or we'll be placing this phone number everywhere online, including the most important websites like Facebook and Google. So we ask you to please not remove it. And if you need to do so, please let us know beforehand so that we can keep everything consistent.
Yeah. Also, quick question. Do you know, I lost what I was about to ask you.
Sorry, say that again.
I had a question, but I just forgot it, so you can continue.
Oh, okay. If you remember it later on, then just fire away. And, well, since you also have your own website, we'd also ask you to please change the phone number on your website with the phone number that we'll provide to you so that we can have consistency with all the other listings that we will promote.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you. And, well, would you also like to have a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business?
Yeah, please.
Okay, that's perfect. So the custom or professional custom greeting, it would say exactly like this. Hi, thank you for calling Cisco Roofing and Construction. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. Do you like that?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Well, this actually did not come together with your package, and this has an activation fee only one time though, only for the activation of the professional custom voice. That's only $19, Would you like to add this to your subscription?
Yeah, let's do that, please.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Hold on, just give me a second.
$20, not that close.
So let's now go over the keywords. So keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I see that you mainly do roofing. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have here a few keywords that I've prepared for you. I am going to read them to you, and please let me know if this list that I have is good or if it's not, or if you wish to add or remove something on the keyword list that I have here in my end.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one that I have is roofing contractor, roofing services, asphalt shingle roofing, metal roofing, siding repair, siding installation, downspout cleaning, asphalt shingle roof installation, asphalt shingle roof repair, flat foam installation, single ply roof installation, metal roof installation, wood shake roof installation, roof repair, roof replacement, roof installation.
Yeah, so we're going to add tar and gravel roofing.
Sorry, say that again.
We're going to add tar and gravel roofing.
So I'm not hearing it properly. Tar and gravel?
Tar and gravel. P-A-R. Tar and gravel.
Tar and gravel. Okay.
Tar and gravel roofing. And we're going to add water damage.
Water damage repair?
Yeah, water damage repair, and we will add, emergency repair service.
Emergency repair service, okay.
Yeah,
emergency roof repair service?
Yeah, emergency roof repair service. And do we have roofing inspections?
Roofing inspections? No, I will add that as well.
Okay, we'll add that, and let's add one second. We have skylight. Do we have skylight repairs and skylight installation?
Sorry, skylight repair and skylight installation?
Yeah. Do we have that already or no?
No, we don't have that. I'm going to add that.
Okay, add that. So what I'm actually doing is here, I'm looking at the top ranking Google page in San Francisco, and I went to his keywords, and I'm just calling them out to you.
Yeah, perfect.
So let's go to, one second now, just do roofing deck, add roofing deck.
Roofing deck, okay.
Yeah, bit of a weird one, but add it there. I think that roof repair, storm and wind damage.
Storm and wind damage, okay.
Yeah. So there's some of the top people we have in the ranking number second. So that's it.
Okay, are you good with this list? Is this all good for you?
So have we regular roofing, we have flat roofing, we have skylights, we have siding, we have gutters and downspouts. Can we add a tiled roofing? Tiled roofing repairs and tiled roofing replacements.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
And put flat roofing specialists as well.
Sorry, say that again.
Flat roofing specialist.
Flat roofing specialist, okay.
But not the word that I was not. There's a bit too much for the viewers. Yeah, we have roofing leak repair, all that shit. We have leak repair and emergency leak repair, yeah?
No, I haven't added that. I'm going to add that now. Leak repair, okay.
Sorry. I've been just shouting a lot of random shit at you.
Not a problem at all. Yeah, so those were added. Do you want to add more, or is this list good?
So I think that is good to you. We have everything got to do with roofing, flat roofs, skylights, emergency repairs, gutters, downspouts. What about window repairs? Let's throw window repairs in there as well, yeah? Yeah, chuck window repairs in there as well, my friend. Window leak repairs and window replacements.
Okay. Window leak repair and window replacement.
Yes, sir. And that should be it. That's enough.
Okay,
24/7 emergency roofing service.
Yeah, not a problem. We're going to put you with emergency services so that people would know that you are open with emergency. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to send you an email with all of the keywords that we just went over. And if you want to go ahead and change any keywords, just please go ahead and email us back so that we can make proper adjustments.
Okay, perfect. And your email and through to info.disco, yeah?
Yes, that's right. That's the email address that we have.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, so the next part of the interview, it's just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business, so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. The first question is there anything unique about the business? Like, do you provide free estimates? Is this family-owned, locally-owned, and operated?
So, family-owned, we apply free estimates. Also, we're LGBTQ friendly, you know, we don't mind that type of stuff. And I don't know how to pronounce the word, but multi-accented, we can speak different languages. We have a couple of different people on our team who speak Spanish, French, German, Austrian. So.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you.
Bilingual.
And
that's the word I was talking about, bilingual.
Bilingual, okay. Well, I actually placed the, like, multilingual. If you're speaking more than two, then you speak more than two, right? Or you have...
We speak about seven languages.
Okay, so yeah, I've placed multilingual so that it's more than two. And I guess this is what sets you apart from your competitors. You have, like, multiple languages and also you're LGBTQ friendly.
And we're family-owned as well. family owned since 1997. The company's been operating San Francisco since 1997.
Okay, got it. And well, what does or what do customers like about your business?
We're efficient. Our prices are very reasonable. Our feedback depends on our response time. You know, we have pretty good response time. And yeah, overall, and we actually stand by our warranty, not like a lot of different companies. You know, we have been known to go back and fix problems and rectify a lot of issues. You know.
Okay, so you make sure that once the job is done, then it's done properly.
Correct. And if there is any issues, we 100% stand by it. Our warranty covers that by our insurance company.
Okay, so 100% or guarantee or warranty with the services.
Yeah. Whatever the correct way is for it, but that's what we do.
Okay, thank you. And, well, I was going to ask you if you have a mission statement, but I browsed through your website, and I found a good mission statement. I'm going to read this to you, and please advise if you're okay with us using this as a mission statement for your business as well. So, on your website, it says, at Cisco Roofing and Construction, we specialize in eco-friendly roofing and construction. Solutions tailored to enhance sustainability and durability serving the San Francisco area. Our skilled team is dedicated to delivering high-quality, environmentally responsible projects. Trust us for reliable craftsmanship and innovative green building projects. Is that okay? Can we use that as a mission statement for you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And, well, how about a tagline or a slogan? Do you have one?
A what?
A slogan or a tagline.
A slogan or a tagline? No, we don't have none of that.
You don't have one. Okay, well, sure. Let me actually try to generate one for you. Give me just a second.
Okay. No.
I have first one, roofs done right, guaranteed tight. Second, quality you can trust from the rooftop to the ground. Third, elevating roofing standards one shingle at a time. Next, protecting your home with top-notch roofing solutions. Next, roofing excellence that stands the test of time. Next, building strong roofs for a secure future. Next, experience the difference of our superior roofing craftsmanship. Next, transforming your roof into a work of art. Next, roofing solutions tailored to your needs and budget. Lastly, delivering top quality roofs with a smile. Which one do you think is good?
I think the one where you build the roof to protect your future. Or the one before that. What was the one before the future? What?
Roofing excellence that stands the test of time.
Yeah, let's do that thing.
Okay, good.
Get that on the shirt, that was fun.
And how many years have you been in business? Like, when was the business established?
So, the business was first operated in 1998. It was then operated from 98 to 2006. The business didn't, it never went bankrupt or anything like that. My father just basically put it on hold, moved back to Ireland for a couple of years. He returned in 2013, I believe. From 2013, we were back in business until 2019. 2019, we took a break in 21, and I took over in early 21.
Okay, so it basically started on 1998.
Yeah. That's okay. The original thing. It was somewhere, I think it was mid-August, Monday.
Got it. So, is it also like the same with number of years of experience that you have?
Exactly. And some of our guys on our crew is 60 and 70 years old.
Okay, so that's like 25 plus years of experience.
There's over 25, 30 years of experience.
Okay, got it. So I'm going to put like established in 1998 with 30 plus years of experience. And how many people is working in the company right now? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Let's do 25 plus years experience.
25 plus years, okay. Yeah, and how many people is working in the company right now?
Right now we have 8, I believe. Full-time, and then an additional 3 part-time.
This 8 already includes you, right? Or no?
Yes, that includes me, yeah.
Okay, good. And do you do work with residential, commercial, or with both?
Only residential.
Residential only, okay. And what are your hours of operation outside the emergency services?
So we're 24 hours.
Okay. And what are the types of payments that you usually accept?
Anything.
Sorry?
Cash, check, transfer, credit cards, whatever.
Oh, okay. So you accept all kinds of payment, including like Zelle and Venmo.
Yeah, everything.
Okay. Hold on. So now that we've gathered your business information, we have two options for you. Option number one, we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. This will be included at no additional cost. Option number two, you can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. Which option would you prefer?
So what was option one again?
Option one is we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and this will be included at no additional cost. Option number two, we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings.
What do you think is the best option? What's more beneficial?
Well, if I could recommend one for you, I would recommend option number one, because for option number one, that's quality over quantity. And Facebook, Google,
yeah,
and Yelp are the three major destinations where people go if they want to search for services or products.
Yeah, all right. That's the top three.
Okay, good. Thank you. And, well, let's now talk about Google Business Profile. I see that the business itself is located in San Francisco, California. Can you please provide me with at least 10 cities that we can target? This already includes San Francisco.
So we're going to target Sunset District.
Sorry, say that again. I'm not hearing you right now.
We're going to target Nob Hill.
Nob Hill, okay.
Richmond District.
Sorry, Richmond District?
Yeah, district, yeah. We're going to target Bernal Heights. B-E-R-N-A-L, Bernal Heights.
Sorry, say that one more time. I'm having a hard time.
Sorry, it's my phone. Bernal Heights, B E
or NAL burnout pipes. Then we're going to target Glen Park.
Okay, Glen Park.
Let me see. West Portal.
West Portal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Park Merced.
Sorry, say that again.
Let's go Ingleside. I-N-G-L-E. Ingleside. And we'll do Ocean View. That should be the problem.
Ingleside, Ocean View. Okay, go on.
Did we do No Valley?
No, not yet. Okay, let's add that. North Valley?
No Valley, N-O-E Valley.
N-O-E Valley.
Yeah. Did we do Pacific Heights?
Say that again.
Have we done Pacific Heights?
We haven't done that yet, but I'm not hearing that right. Say that again.
Pacific Heights. Can we
Pacific Heights. Heights? Okay. I'm adding that right now.
Pacific Heights. Russian Hill and Chinatown. That should be the last.
Russian Hill and Chinatown.
Yeah. That should be good. Is that 10 cities?
Let me count. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Actually, that's 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, that's 12.
All right, so will we remove 2?
Yeah, which one do you want to remove?
Let's remove... let's remove Park Merced.
Sorry, which one?
Park Merced. Park Merced.
Okay.
Park Merced. And Park Merced. Did we do? See, one left Glen Park. Let's remove Glen Park.
Glen Park. Okay.
That should be good.
So we have San Francisco, Nob Hill, Richmond District, Bernal Heights, West Portal, Ingleside, Ocean View, No Valley, Pacific Heights, Russian Hill, and Chinatown.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me just double check it here. Well, actually, I have reviewed this places that you've mentioned. They're just actually like neighborhoods of San Francisco. So, since we are covering the whole San Francisco city, then we are actually covering most of the cities that you've mentioned, like Chinatown. So what we actually need is like actual cities like San Francisco, Oakland, Fremont.
City, South San Francisco, San Bruno, Pacifica, some type of cities, San Jose.
Yeah, Redbury. Something like that. San Jose, Oakland, yeah. Redwood.
Yeah, go on. Go on. Burlingame, San Mateo, Pacifica. Definitely Pacifica. That's not a nice looking spot. That's over the beach, like out the back of where we are. One second out. And also, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, my man. Since we're doing cities, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do up in the hills here, La Honda and suburbs over here, you know? Okay, so let me just park there a second. Park my vehicle. And we will go right on that. Okay, so... from San Francisco, that's covering basically a good positioning of that. Can we do Daly City in Brisbane?
Yeah, certainly. Daly City. What's the other one? Brisbane?
Brisbane. B-R-I-S-B-A-N-E.
B-R-I-S...
B-A-N-E.
Brisbane. Okay, go on.
Let's go Pacifica.
Okay, Pacifica, go on.
Let's go San Bruno.
Okay, San Bruno.
Millbrae.
Millbrae, hold on. I'm sorry, can you spell that out for me?
No, no problem. Millbrae.
Okay, thank you. Go on.
So Millbrae, can we do Burlingame, San Mateo?
San Mateo, yeah, certainly.
Yeah. Let's go Menlo Park.
Sorry, what's that again?
My phone's dying. Menlo Park. My phone's dead.
Menlo Park. Oh, shoot. Menlo Park. Say Menlo Park.